Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios from the Sheriff's Department, I have Sheriff Jeff Wood and Justin Needles. How are you guys this morning?
We're so happy to be here.
You know what? I knew you would be.
Always.
I mean, why wouldn't you be, right? You got to come to the station, hang out for a little bit.
We learn so much prior to going on the air. I mean, it's worth the trip.
It's so true. You learn that you have to sit around for a little bit because we have meetings.
Yeah.
See, we're just like anyone else.
Just like anyone else.
You know, like
else.
The celebrity magazines where they say they're just like everyone else. They drink coffee. We have meetings. Yeah. We're just like everyone else.
You do have meetings. I saw one today.
It really happened. Well, Sheriff, we have got some really fun, exciting things going on in our community. This is a busy time of year. Community events all over the place.
You know, with this week, with the Cal Ripken tournament here in town, that's amazing. I was out on some of that yesterday watching, and great ball games, good food, good time, a lot of community there. It's been awesome. We have Pleasant Valley Days coming this weekend. There'll be fireworks up at the lake for that. That'll be fun. And we're preparing for our Demolition Derby on August 12th. We have 19 cars officially signed up as of today. And the deadline to get the discount if you want to put a car in the Derby is Friday, $25. After that, it'll go to $50.
So if you were thinking about getting a car into the Demolition Derby, this is the week to get registered. You have to do it by Friday, because if not, price doubles.
Yep, it goes up. But, you know, and that money goes to a great cause. It goes to our search and rescue, and it's going to be a great community event as well. We're so excited for the Derby.
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and that is in conjunction with the Carbon County Fair, another incredible community event. Over at the fairgrounds next week, we've got the 4th of July celebrations, the Energy Days, which is taking place on the 4th, on Tuesday. So there's a lot going on, and Sheriff, as always, your deputies are out there. They're wanting to talk to the community, just meet everybody. So when you see them, go up and say hi.
Yeah, say hello. That's a great opportunity to get to know your local law enforcement. Today, I brought with me Justin Needles, our emergency manager. He's going to talk to us about fire restrictions. You know, with the winter that we had, there's a lot of fuel in the forest and around that could easily get out of control. So there's been some fire restrictions in place. We need to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. So, Justin, thanks so much for coming in this morning. And like the sheriff said, it's really easy for fires to get out of control. And we are seeing a really good example of that right now.
Yeah, right now, just down in southern Utah, we've got the Bryan Head Fire going on. Currently, it's at 49,626 acres. It's cost $11.3 million to date, and they're projecting that to cost more than $20 million before it's all said and done. They've got 1,427 firefighters there, and it's only 9% contained. It's just that time of year. If you look just 5 years ago, right now we had the Sealy Fire going on 5 years ago. So it's not that uncommon in our neck of the woods. We are going into fire restrictions on Thursday, June 29th. So we want people to be safe out there. Just know that there is restrictions in place for all the unincorporated parts of the county and BLM and state lands. The Forest Service is not going into restrictions, but if you're going camping on the forest, that doesn't mean please be careful with your campfires. Can still get out of control. That Bryan Head Fire was human caused, so could have been prevented. An ounce of prevention goes a long ways versus, you know, $11.3 million trying to suppress fire.
Right, exactly. And aside from just the cost that it's going to, at the end of the day, cost to get this taken care of, but, I mean, look at what it's doing across the entire state. We woke up this morning to a very, very hazy morning. The sun was blazing red. I mean, it does have so many other effects than just a pocketbook at the end of the day.
Yeah, not only the taxpayer dollars that's used to suppress that, but look back at the Sealy Fire, the damage that's had to be repaired time and time again from the debris flows down Huntington Canyon, all of the impacts that it's going to have on the Bryan Head community because of the ski resorts and everything else. I mean, the impacts go way beyond that, and it impacts all of us. So be careful out there, and especially fireworks over the 4th of July, they are in restrictions. We're going to open it up at the fairgrounds if people want to go light their fireworks there. Just make sure you're away from any dry grass out there, especially if you're buying those aerial fireworks. Make sure you're doing those in the middle of the parking lot, so, you know, keeping them away from that dry grass.
Right. So as far as residential areas, if, you know, you go through the neighborhoods on 4th of July, people are out in the streets lighting off fireworks, is that going to be a restriction?
As long as you're in city limits, there's no restrictions in Price, Wellington, Helper, any of the city limits at this time. It's just the unincorporated parts of the county. So if you live in the county, please go to the fairgrounds. find a friend's house inside city limits, something like that, to light your fireworks. We will have deputies out patrolling for that overtime shifts. So make sure that you're following those rules.
Be safe. It's very, very easy for something to be fun, and then it's an emergency and it's scary.
Yeah, everyone loves fireworks. I love them as much as the next guy, but at the end of the day, when the fire departments are out there at the middle of the night putting out fires, it's not very fun.
Right, exactly. So be safe. And if you have any questions at all regarding the area that you live in and whether or not you can be lighting off fireworks, always give them a call over at the Sheriff's Department. They'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Well, Sheriff and Justin, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Thanks for having us, Mike.
No, just happy to be here.
That has been another Castle Country Focus with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department. You are listening to Castle Country radio stations. Make sure to leave your dials right here.